And it's a lower league show. It's John Gibbons, and it's the first lower league show of the season. And where else to start but with the man who, let's be honest, has carried this show for at least 2 or 3 years now. It's James Richards from D3 D4 Football Podcast. James, welcome back to the Anfield Wrap, and hope you've enjoyed the season already.
Yeah, hi John. Yeah, it's been it's crazy when you consider what League One is this season and what we're seeing in League Two as well. But yeah, I'm sure I'll come on to it. But yeah, no, thank you for having me on.
Well, let's start right at the top of League One then, because, you know, it's early days, not too, you know, you don't want to get sort of carried away, but is this finally the year that Sunderland do it? They are top with a game in hand on Accrington as well, looking pretty good so far. Is this the year for Sunderland?
Yeah, it's funny, Sunderland, right? If you talk to their fans about a month before the start of the season, they were all doom and gloom. We're going to be in this division for a fifth straight year, no chance. To be fair, they left recruitment pretty late. But in Lee Johnson, they finally have a manager who I think knows what's required to get out of this division. And he'll also do it in a way that I think will be pleasing on the eye more than some of his predecessors. Phil Parkinson comes to mind straight away when you sort of think about stylized football and what to expect from them. So Lee Johnson's got this great system. He's kept Aidan McGeady. You know, they managed to negotiate a contract. They did lose Charlie White, but in Ross Stewart, they've got a striker who's just taken up the mantle brilliantly. Not quite the same sort of player as Charlie White. And I'd actually think he's more versatile, scored goals from different scenarios, whereas White is a very much your archetypal target man who will just, if you get a good ball into the box in the air, he'll more than likely score. Ross Stewart's shown he can do that, but he's a much better all-round player. And Lyndon Gooch is having a great season. Dan Neal, youngsters from their youth team, has stepped up well. Luke O'Neill is still there and playing well. And they've signed some interesting players from like Union Berlin. Leon, wow. I think it's Dakatu is the chap they signed on loan from there. They've got the goalkeeper, Theodor Hoffmann, from Bayern Munich on loan to try and give Lee Burge a bit of competition, because again, you know, he's a good shot stopper, but Sunderland fans will tell you he's not the goalkeeper you want to have in a sort of an aerial battle or in a situation where you're clinging on. Sometimes he can drop a clanger. So positive start. Doyle as well is a player to look out for. They've got him on loan from Man City. He's 17 years old and he's playing as their regular centre back. Wow. You know, a bright future for this chap. I think people will agree from what they've seen so far. So it looks like a well-rounded squad. But like you say, early days, we know what Lee Johnson's streaks are like in football sometimes, the same as Bristol City. You know, he can go on great streaks, poor streaks. He did that last season, actually, where they had a really bad run towards the end of the season that scuppered their opportunity for automatic. So positive signs to start with. But let's, like say, six games or five games in their case in, it's really too early to start sort of sounding the promotion horns just yet.